Well, power lines have been a big concern in the ice storm. One of the hardest hit areas is in northern Maryland. Potomac Edison reports about 23,000 customers without power in Frederick County and about 1,300 in Montgomery County. With us this morning is Potomac Edison spokesman Todd Myers. Todd, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Todd, what can we tell people now? You've got thousands out. Do you think you can get all that power back on today?
Oh, there's absolutely no way we're going to get the power back on today to all those customers. We are looking at a multiple-day restoration. We're out. Those numbers.
Why is that, Todd?
0.3 inch of ice coating trees. Taking down lines, trees are falling, they continue to fall, those numbers continue to go up. The weather up there will not abate until about noon today.
Are you getting any help from out-of-town crews as well?
We have out-of-town crews. We've made the call to bring them in. We've shifted Potomac Edison crews from areas that are not hard hit to the west. They're either headed there or they're in the Frederick area. And and we also have problems in Washington County as well, so they're in that area. But we do have calls for mutual assistance, not only from other First Energy companies, First Energy is the parent company of Potomac Edison, but also from outside utilities. But as you described, Dominion, BG&E, and others, they have a lot of their own problems to deal with.
Let me ask you this, in the way of being able to try to help people make decisions about, you know, whether to see if grandma and grandpa have room for them at their house or a hotel or something like that. Would someone be able, if they were to call the power company Potomac Edison, find out whether today was likely or unlikely to be a restoration day?
They would not be able to do that, unfortunately, because, like I said, we're still assessing the damage. There's a lot of damage out there, and when we do begin to get large numbers, our priority is to do the fixes that get the largest number of customers back in once we triage everything. However, right now, with 41,000 customers in total out in our entire Maryland service area, there is well more than 1,000 different outages that create that number. So there's a lot of damage and a lot of prioritization that still has to take place. We're going to be setting up staging centers in various areas, Hagerstown Mall, Key Stadium, and Frederick, and that's going to be where all the equipment comes in and where all the, any out-of-town help that we get will be staged there. So we're looking at a multiple-day restoration.
All right, so if you do have a sick one at home or you've got elderly people in your house or maybe you got a new baby that's in the home, might be a good idea to try to find a hotel room at least for tonight.
It well could be.
Okay. I understand. It's conditional, Todd, but
we're
trying to help people as best we can like you. Appreciate it.
Yep, that's what I know for right now.
Good deal. We'll talk with you later on. Todd Myers has the word for us from Potomac Edison this morning.